الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نستمر في قراءتنا لرسالة الدروس المهمة لعامة الأمة للشيخ العلامة المفتي عبد العزيز بن عبد الله بن باز رحمه الله تعالى وجزاه الله عنا خيرا.
The Shaykh began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went on to say to proceed. Then he stated that we are going to continue on and now in our readings in the book, important lessons for every Muslim. And this book has been authored by the Allama, the Imam, the Mufti, Abdul Aziz bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, and may Allah reward him with all excellence and good.
في هذه الزيارة التي يسأل الله عز وجل زيارة مباركة وأن يجعل خالصة لوجهه الكريم إلى الولايات المتحدة في المدينة التي سيذكر اسمها الأخ.
On this visit of ours that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make a blessed one, and that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it seeking His noble face in the United States, in the city of Worcester, in the state of Massachusetts.
ونحن في ليلة الجمعة، ليلة 23 من جمادى الآخر لعام 29/400 الموافق ليلة 27 من الشهر السادس لعام 2000.
And it is now the night of Jumu'ah. It is now Friday night, the 23rd of Jumad al-Akhirah in the year 429, coinciding with the 27th night of the month of June in the year 2008.
وأنا زاركم في الله وأخوكم محدثكم سالم بن سعد الطويل من الكويت.
And the one speaking to you is your brother visiting you from Kuwait, Salim bin Sa'd al-Tawil.
وما زلنا في أركان الصلاة في الدرس السابع.
And we are still continuing on with the pillars of the salat, with the pillars of the salat here as we were doing in the previous lesson.
وذكرنا أنها 14 ركنا.
And we have mentioned that there are 14 pillars.
القيام مع القدرة.
Standing with one who has ability to do so.
تكبيرة الإحرام.
The initial takbir.
قراءة الفاتحة.
Reading, reciting فاتحة.
الركوع.
Rukur.
الاعتدال بعد الركوع.
Raising up after rukur.
السجود على سبع الأعضاء السبعة.
Prostrating upon seven bones or limbs.
الرفع من السجود.
Raising up from the prostration.
الجلسة بين السجدتين.
A sitting between the two prostrations.
الطمأنينة في جميع الأفعال.
A state of tranquility in all the actions.
الركن العاشر الترتيب بين الأركان.
The tenth pillar is performing the arkan, the pillars in the proper sequence.
فلا بد أن تأتي بها مرتبة.
So you have to perform them in the proper sequence in order.
فالقيام ثم الركوع ثم الاعتدال من.
So you have standing, then ركوع, then raising up from it.
ثم السجود ثم الرفع من ثم السجود.
Then you have prostration, then raising up from it, then prostration again.
والدليل قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي.
And the evidence for this is the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, pray the way that you see me pray.
وعلم من سنته أنه كان يصلي بهذا الترتيب وما أخل به قط. وعلم من سنته أنه كان يصلي بهذا الترتيب وما أخل به قط.
نعم. So we understand from his sunnah here that he prayed in this fashion, in this sequence, and this was something that was never altered or changed.
فمن أخل بالترتيب بطلت صلاته.
So whoever changes this order here, his salat becomes null and void.
كمن ركع ثم قرأ الفاتحة.
As a person who makes ركوع then he recites the الفاتحة.
أو سجد ثم ركع.
Or he makes prostration and then he comes back and makes ركوع.
فلا بد من هذا الترتيب كما فعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمر.
We have to have the proper sequence as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did it and as he ordered.
فقد قال المسيء في صلاته إذا قمت الصلاة فكبر.
So he said to the one who prayed poorly, when you stand to pray, then فكبر, then make takbir.
ثم أقرأ ثم أركع ثم أرفع ثم أسجد.
Then read, then make rukur, then raise up, then go into sujood.
ثم قال وارفع ثم افعل ذلك في صلاتك كلها.
Then he said after all this to do this in the entirety of your salah.
الركن الحادي عشر والثاني عشر الجلوس للتشهد وقراءة التشهد.
And the pillars 11 and 12 are saying the tashahud and also sitting while saying the tashahud.
التشهد الأخير في الصلاة ذات التشهد الواحد تشهد واحد والصلاة التي لها فيها تشهدان ف فالركن هو التشهد الأخير.
So the تشهد الأخير, the final تشهد, in a prayer that only has two units of prayer, that is the تشهد الأخير, the final تشهد. As for a prayer that has two تشهدs in it, the last, the second تشهد that you perform is the final تشهد.
بينما التشهد الأول بالنسبة للصلاة التي فيها تشهدان,
while the first تشهد in a prayer that has two تشهدs,
كما سيأتينا,
as is going to come,
أنه واجب وليس بركن.
It is a wajib, it is a requirement, and it is not a pillar.
فمن نسيه وقام عنه ولم يجلس له ويقرأه.
So as for the one that it passes him, he does recite and does he sit for it.
فإنه يجبر ذلك بسجدتي السهو.
Then it obligates upon him to perform the sujood of sahw, the prostration of forgiveness.
بينما الركن كما تقدم معنا لا يجزئه سجود السهو. لا بد أن ترجع وتأتي به.
And as for a pillar, as we previously mentioned, is not enough to just make such the sahw, the prostration of forgiveness. You have to actually come back and perform that pillar again.
وسيأتي معنا ما معنى يعني صيغة التشهد ومعناه وكيف يكون الجلوس له.
And it's going to come exactly what this tashahud is, how do you say it, and what does it mean.
الركن السادس عشر الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو ما يسمى اصطلاحا بالصلاة الإبراهيمية.
And the 13th pillar of the prayer here is in Salat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and with the terminology of the religion, and it's called the Salat al-Ibrahimiyyah, the Salat upon Ibrahim.
وسيأتي ذكرها وذكر شيء من معناها.
And its mention and its meaning is also going to come to us.
الركن الرابع عشر والأخير من أركان الصلاة التسليمتان.
And the 14th and final pillar of the prayers is the two taslims.
أن يسلم عن يمينه ثم عن شماله قائلا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
A person gives taslim to his right and then to his left saying السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
ويلتفت عن يمينه حتى يرى لو كان أحد خلفه صفحة وجهه.
And he turns to his right to the point that if someone was standing behind him, he would be able to see the side of his face.
ثم عن شماله كذلك.
Then he turns to his left and he does likewise.
الدرس الثامن واجبات الصلاة.
The eighth lesson here is the wajibat, the requirements of the salat.
والواجب هو ما أزم الله به ورسوله.
And the wajibat are what Allah and His Messenger have required, made incumbent.
يساب فاعله إذا امتثل الأمر وطبقه يساب يستحق الثواب.
So the one who does it, is rewarded. The one who actually does it and performs it, he's rewarded for that.
ويستحق الإثم والعقوبة من تركه متعمدا.
And a person is sinful and deserving of punishment whoever purposely, intentionally leaves it off.
أما من تركه سهوا أو نسيانا.
As for the one who leaves it off due to forgetfulness.
فإنه يجبره بسجدتي السهو.
Then it then becomes binding upon him to perform the prostration of forgetfulness.
وقد استقرا العلماء الكتاب والسنة فوجدوا أنها ثمانية.
And the علماء, the scholars, they have read throughout the book and the sunnah and they have found that there are eight requirements.
الواجب الأول جميع التكبيرات غير تكبيرة الإحرام.
The first wajib or the first requirement is all of the takbirs except for the initial takbir, takbir al-ihram.
وإنما قال غير تكبير الإحرام لأن تقدم معنا أن تكبير الإحرام ركن.
And it states here except for takbir al-ihram, the initial takbir, because it's preceded already that the takbir al-ihram is a ركن, a pillar.
وفي الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يكبر مع كل خفض ورفع.
And it comes in the Sahihain on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will make takbir with every raising and lowering.
والتكبير يكون أثناء الركن يعني ليس قبله ولا بعده.
And the takbir is to be done while you're in the motion of moving to the next position, not before or after it.
مثلا التكبير للركوع.
For example, the takbir of the ركوع.
فهو في ذهابه إلى الركوع يقول الله أكبر.
As you are in the motion of going to the ركوع, you say Allahu Akbar.
لا يقول الله أكبر ثم يركع.
So you don't say Allahu Akbar and then make ركوع.
ولا يركع صامتا فإذا استقر راكعا قال الله أكبر.
Nor do you make ركوع. Then once you are settled in the position of ركوع, say Allahu Akbar.
فيجعل التكبير كأنه من أذكار الركوع.
So it becomes as though this takbir is from the supplications of ركوع then.
فيقول في ركوعه الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم. هذا خطأ.
So then when he's in ركوع, he says Allahu Akbar Subhana Rabbil Azim. This is an error.
وإنما يبدأ بالله أكبر أثناء ركوعه حتى لو بلغ الركوع وأكمله لا بأس.
But rather what the person does is he says Allahu Akbar as he is in the motion of going into rukur. Then once he has reached rukur and perfected it, then he says his supplication.
كذلك يقال في التكبير من القيام إلى السجود.
Likewise, it is said regarding the takbir from going from standing to sujood.
فلا يقول الله أكبر ثم يذهب إلى السجود.
So a person doesn't say Allahu Akbar then go into prostration.
ولا يذهب إلى السجود صامتا فإذا وضع جبهته في الأرض قال الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى.
So nor does a person go all the way into prostration. Then once he has reached it, say Allahu Akbar and then say the supplication سبحان ربي الأعلى.
وإنما يكبر من قيامه إلى ذهابه إلى السجود يقول الله أكبر.
But rather he makes his takbir and saying Allahu Akbar while he's in the motion of standing to going to prostration.
لأن أبا هريرة رضي الله عنه راوي الحديث يقول أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كبر حين ركع كبر حين سجد.
Because Abu Huraira has stated in the hadith that comes in the Sahihain that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he will make this takbir as he was in the motion of going to a different position.
كذلك إذا رفع من السجود يكبر.
Likewise, when he comes up from sujood, he makes this takbir.
لا يقول الله أكبر وهو ساجد ثم يرفع.
He doesn't say الله أكبر while he's in prostration and then come up.
ولا يرفع وهو صامت فإذا جلس بين السجدتين قال الله أكبر.
Nor does he come up and then once he sat in the sitting position, then say الله أكبر.
وإنما يقول الله أكبر وهو رافع من السجود إلى الجلوس.
But rather he says الله أكبر while he's in the motion of coming up from prostration to the sitting position.
هذه التكبيرات تسمى تكبيرات الانتقال لأنه ينتقل فيكبر أثناء انتقاله من ركن إلى ركن.
So these takbirat, these sayings of Allahu Akbar here, they are called takbiratul intiqal. Because you say these takbirs while you're in the motion, while you're in movement.
بخلاف تكبيرة الإحرام التي هي ركن من أركان الصلاة.
This is in contrast to the takbirat al-ihram, which is a pillar that you enter into the prayer with.
الواجب الثاني قول المصلي سمع الله لمن حمده.
And the second wajib, the second requirement here is the statement of the person who's praying, سمع الله لمن حمده.
هذا إذا اعتدل من ركوعه إلى القيام يقول سمع الله لمن حمده.
This is for the person, he says it as he is coming up from ركوع in the motion of it coming into the standing position, he says سمع الله لمن حمده.
الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله هنا يقول للإمام والمنفرد يقول كل منهم سمع الله لمن حمده.
And Shaykh bin Baz رحمه الله تعالى here he's saying that this is for the Imam, the one leading the prayer, and the one the munfarid, the one who's praying individually by himself. He says سمع الله لمن حمده.
وبعض العلم قال حتى المأموم يقول سمع الله لمن حمده ويرفع.
And some of the people of knowledge have stated that even the ones who are following the imam in prayer, it is for them to say سمع الله لمن حمده as well.
ومعنى سمع الله لمن حمده أي استجاب الله لمن حمده.
And the meaning of سمع الله لمن حمده, Allah has heard one who's praised him, meaning that Allah will answer, respond to the one who has praised him.
لأن السماع سماعان.
Because hearing is of two types.
سماع يعني إدراك للصوت. يقال سمعه أي أدرك صوته.
And in the type of hearing that is said that the أدرك صوته, that the hearing of it has reached you, if you will.
ويقال سمعه أي استجاب له.
And it is said that one has heard, meaning that he has responded to.
فإذاك يقول الأب لابنه.
So for this reason, it is said that the father says to his son,
إذا أمره ووجهه,
if he orders him something and he likes,
ثم لم يأخذ بكلامه,
then the son doesn't follow his father's orders.
يقول له إنك لا تسمع الكلام.
He said, you didn't hear me, you didn't listen to what I was saying.
ما معنى أنك لا تسمع الكلام؟
What does it mean that you didn't hear, you didn't listen to what I was saying?
هل معنى الابن أصم لا يبلغه الصوت إلى أذنه؟
Does it mean that the child here is deaf and you didn't hear what his father said?
كلا ليس هذا المعنى.
No, this is not the case.
وإنما المعنى إنك لا تستجيب لما أنصحك به.
What it means here is that you did not respond to what I have advised you with.
فالسماع يأتي بمعنى الاستجابة.
So hearing here comes with the meaning of responding.
ومن ذلك أن الله عز وجل سميع الدعاء.
And from this we say that Allah is سميع الدعاء, the one who answers the supplication.
يعني مجيب الدعاء.
Meaning he hears the supplication and he responds to and responds to answers the supplication.
فإذا قال المصلي سميع الله لمن حمده.
So when the servant says سميع الله لمن حمده.
الواجب الثالث أن يقول ربنا ولك الحمد.
It becomes incumbent upon him to say what comes after that, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ.
وَهَذِهِ فِيهَا صِيَغَ فِي السُّنَّةِ أَكْثَرُ مِنْ صِيغَةٍ.
And there are more than one way, there is more than one way to say this according to the sunnah.
إما أن يقول ربنا ولك الحمد أو ربنا لك الحمد من غير واو.
Either you can say ربنا ولك الحمد or you say ربنا لك الحمد without the letter واو.
أو يقول اللهم ربنا لك الحمد أو اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد.
Or you can say اللهم ربنا لك الحمد. Or you can say اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد.
ويستحب أن تأتي هذا بهذا تارة وبهذا تارة حتى تصيب السنة.
And it is highly recommended to say this one time and say that one time so that a person can apply all of the sunnah.
وقول الشيخ للكل أن يقول الإمام والمأموم والمنفرد.
And the Sheikh's statement here, kul, for everyone, it means the imam, the one praying individually, and the one that's following the imam in prayer.
الواجب الرابع أن يقول سبحان ربي العظيم في الركوع.
And the fourth wajib, the first requirement here is to say سبحان ربي العظيم in ركوع.
لا يقول سبحان رب العظيم هذا خطأ سبحان رب العظيم يختلف المعنى.
So a person doesn't say سبحان ربي العظيم just like that because it has a different meaning then.
إذا قال سبحان رب العظيم كأن الرب هو رب للعظيم سبحان رب العظيم وإنما يقول سبحان ربي العظيم فيصف الرب أنه عظيم.
So if a person were to say سبحان رب العظيم just like that, then it's changed the meaning. It is as though he is the Lord of العظيم, and it's changed the meaning. Rather, what is being said here, سبحان ربي العظيم.
أي سبحان ربي الموصوف بأنه عظيم.
Meaning, I glorify my Lord, the one who is described with the name العظيم.
أما إذا قلت سبحان رب العظيم صار رب واحد وعظيم اثنين.
But rather the person who says, or as for the person who says, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, it is as though there are two different entities, if you will. Rabb is one and al-Azim is another.
إنما هي سبحان ربي العظيم.
But rather what's correct to say is Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.
تقول ذلك في الركوع الواجب مرة واحدة.
So you say this in ركور and it's obligatory to say it one time.
سيأتينا أن تكرارها مستحب ليس بواجب لكن الواجب مرة واحدة.
And it's going to come to us, we're going to come to the point where we realize or we mention that saying it more than one time, three times is مستحب, highly recommended.
ولو قلت سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده فهذا حسن.
And if you say سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده then this is something that is حسن, good.
فقد ثبت ذلك عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is, since this has been established on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لكن الواجب الذي يجب عليك أن تقول مرة واحدة سبحان ربي العظيم.
But that which is obligatory upon you is to say it one time, سبحان ربي العظيم.
الواجب الخامس أن تقول سبحان ربي الأعلى في السجود مرة واحدة.
And the fifth wajib, the fifth requirement is to say سبحان ربي الأعلى in sujood, in prostration.
ويقال في سبحان ربي الأعلى كما قلنا في سبحان ربي العظيم. تقول سبحان ربي الأعلى ما تقول سبحان رب الأعلى.
And we say concerning سبحان رب العظيم just as we said with سبحان رب الأعلى, you don't say سبحان رب الأعلى but rather you say سبحان رب الأعلى.
سبحان رب الأعلى تقول في السجود مرة واحدة هذا هو الواجب.
سبحان ربي الأعلى, saying this in prostration, it's obligatory to say it one time.
ولو قلت سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده فهذا حسن.
And if you were to say سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده then this is حسن, good.
الواجب مرة واحدة وأما تكرار المستحب كما سيأتي في مستحبات الصلاة.
To say it one time is obligatory and to say it more than that is مستحب, highly recommended as will come.
أما الواجب الثالث فقول رب اغفر لي بين السدتين.
As for the sixth wajib requirement of the prayer is to say رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي between the two prostrations.
والواجب أن تقولها مرة واحدة.
And it's obligatory to say it one time.
وتكرارها هذا مستحب كما سيأتي.
And repeating it more is مستحب, highly recommended as will come.
الواجب السابع التشهد الأول في الصلاة. والواجب الثامن الجلوس له.
نعم. The seventh requirement of the prayer is the first tashahud, and the eighth is sitting while saying that tashahud.
وهذا في الصلاة التي فيها تشهدان.
And this is in the prayer that has two tashahuds in it.
أما الصلاة التي فيها تشهد واحد,
as for the prayer that has one tashahud in it,
فالتشهد فيها ركن من أركانها.
Then this tashahud here is a pillar of it.
والصلاة التي فيها ركنان.
And
فيها تشهدان.
And the salat that has two tashahuds in it.
فالأول واجب.
So the first
والثاني ركن.
The salat that has two tashahuds in it. The first is a wajib requirement, and the second is a rukn, a pillar.
وأعيد وأكرر وأقول.
So I'm going to repeat it again and say.
أن الواجب من تركه ناسيا يجبره بسجدتي السهو.
The person who leaves off a wajib because he is forgot, then becomes incumbent upon to perform the prostration of forgetfulness.
أما الركن فلا بد أن تأتي به حتى لو نسيته ترجع وتأتي به.
as for the pillar, then it is obligatory to perform it. Even if you forget it, you have to come back to it again and perform it.
الدرس التاسع بيان التشهد.
The ninth lesson here is explaining the تشهد.
وسمي تشهد لأن فيه أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
And it is called تشهد because it has the testimony in it. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
بيان التشهد وهو أن يقول
explaining the تشهد, and it is when one says
الواجب على المسلم أن يحفظ هذا التشهد.
It is obligatory upon a Muslim to memorize this تشهد.
فإذا كان التشهد الأول في الصلاة ذات التشهدين,
so if he's in the first تشهد in a prayer that has two تشهدس,
فهو واجب.
Then it is a wajib requirement.
وأما التشهد الأخير أو التشهد الواحد في الصلاة ذات التشهد الواحد فهو ركن.
As for the final تشهد or a prayer that has only one تشهد in it, then here it is a ركن, a pillar.
سأقرأه ثم أبين بعض معانيه.
So he's going to read it and then he's going to explain some of his meanings to you.
قراءته لا تحتاج إلى ترجمة وإنما تفسيره يحتاج إلى ترجمة.
نعم. So this his reading it doesn't require a translation, but the meaning of it does.
التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله يعني الكلمات التي يحيى بها فهي لله عز وجل يستحقها الله.
التحيات لله meaning all words, all types of greetings, all types of greetings Allah deserves, He has right over them.
الصلوات معناها الدعوات, الدعوات أيضا لله.
And الصلوات meaning the supplications, all of them as well, they're for Allah.
الطيبات يعني الكلمات الطيبة أيضا يستحقها الله.
And طيبات here means those good, superb words, these well are for Allah.
السلام اسم من أسماء الله عز وجل.
السلام is the name of one of the names of Allah عز وجل.
معناه السالم من كل نقص وعيب.
It means that he is salam, that he is free from any type of fault or deficiency.
وله معنى آخر وهو
it has another meaning as well, and it is
الذي يسلم غيره من النقائص والعيوب.
The one who saves others from faults and deficiencies.
ويحيى بسم الله السلام.
And a person greets another with his name as-salam.
بتحية الإسلام.
With the greeting of Islam.
فهو توسل بسم الله السلام أن يسلم من نسلم عليه من نحييه.
So it is a tawassul, seeking nearness to Allah. You're calling upon as-salam to grant salam, to grant the security to the one who you're giving salam to.
As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Al-murad bin nabi huna idha utlaq fahu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. May salam be upon you, O Prophet. When nabi, the word prophet is used in the unrestricted absolute sense, it means no other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wa rahmatullah. Nad'u li nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rahma.
And rahmatullah, here you're calling up, invoking Allah to for His mercy.
وهو إحسان الله عز وجل لعباده فهو رحمن ذو رحمة يرحم.
And it is Allah treating His servants well, so He is the one who is ذو الرحمة. He is the one who possesses mercy and bestows it.
وبركاته البركة الزيادة فندعو للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالبركة.
And وبركاته بركة here is a زيادة, it is an addition, so you're asking for extra, for more, for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ويشمل الدعاء للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم البركة أن تزداد سنته ويزداد أتباعه.
And also what is included of this barakah is to increase establish the sunnah and also to increase its followers.
السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. إذا قلنا ذلك أصبنا كل عبد صالح في الأرض أو في السماء.
So when you say السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين, here you mean every single servant, righteous servant in the heavens and the earth.
أشهدوا الشهادة الإقرار على علم.
And أشهدوا, this testimony here is an affirmation with certainty.
أن لا إله إلا الله لا معبود حق إلا الله.
That لا إله إلا الله, that none has the right to worship in truth except Allah.
ويجوز أن نقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, لأن هذا ورد في عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في صيغ التشهد أن تقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له.
And we can also say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, so this is something that has been found established on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ووحده لا شريك له هي توكيد للا إله إلا الله.
And the saying وحده لا شريك له, alone by himself, this is something that further emphasizes أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
فكلمة وحده توكيد لي إلا الله.
So the word وحده by himself, وحده by itself, is an affirmation of إلا الله, except for Allah.
لا شريك له توكيد لي لا إله.
لا شريك له, he has no partner, is further emphasizing لا إله, that there is no deed.
وسبق أن ذكرنا أن هذه الكلمة ركنان.
And it's already preceded that this kalima, that the statement here has two pillars.
كلمة التوحيد لها ركنان.
The statement of tawheed, it has two pillars.
والركن ما يقوم عليه غيره.
And a pillar is that which other than it is built on it.
ما هم الركنان؟
What are the two pillars?
النفي والإثبات.
النفي, negation, and إثبات, affirmation.
لا يكفي النفي وحده.
النفي, negation by itself, is not enough.
ولا يكفي الإثبات وحده.
And it's bad. Affirmation by itself is not enough.
فلو قيل بالنفي وحده.
So if you were to say this negation by itself,
لا إله,
لا إله, there is no deity.
لنفينا الألوهية عن الله وعن غير الله. لا يوجد إله معناه.
Then you have negated this divinity for Allah and for everything else, that there is no deity at all.
ولو قلنا الإثبات وحده.
And if you said it's bad, this affirmation by itself,
إلا الله, يعني الله إله.
The illa Allah, meaning that Allah is an ilah, that He is a deity.
فلا يدل على أن غيره ليس بإله.
Then this doesn't indicate, prove to us that other than Him is not an ilah, not a deity.
ومتى يكون التوحيد؟
So when does this become tawheed?
عند اجتماع الركنين.
When you join the two pillars.
النفي والإثبات.
The nafi, negation, and the إثبات, affirmation.
فنقول لا إله إلا الله.
So we say لا إله, there is no deity إلا الله except for, in truth except Allah.
فنفينا العلوهية الحقة عن كل شيء.
So we have negated uluhiyya, divinity, worship, and truth from everything.
وأثبتناها لله وحده.
And we have affirmed it for Allah by Himself.
وأشهد أي أقر على علم.
And أشهد meaning I affirm upon علم, upon knowledge.
أن محمد رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد المطلب.
That Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib.
عبده ورسوله جمع له الله عز وجل هذين الوصفين. عبده ورسوله.
And he is his abd, his servant, and his messenger. So he has both of these characteristics, that he is a servant and a messenger.
فهو عبد لا يعبد.
So he is a servant that is not worshipped.
وهو رسول لا يكذب.
And he is a messenger who is not denied.
أما النصارى فعبدوا رسولهم عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
As for the Christians, then they worshipped their prophet Isa عليه السلام.
وأما المسلمون فيعتقدون بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بأنه عبد ليس بمعبود.
And as for the Muslims, then we believe that Muhammad is an abd, that he is a servant, and he is not to be worshipped.
ورسول الله عز وجل خلافا لليهود الذي كانوا يقتلون الأنبياء ولا يحترمونهم.
And we believe that he is the messenger of Allah عز وجل, in contrast to the Jews who killed and fought their prophets.
وأما المسلمون فيعتقدون برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذين الوصفين. عبد الله ورسوله.
As for the Muslims, then we believe that he has both of these, our Prophet has both of these characteristics, that he is a servant and a messenger.
قال الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله تعالى ثم يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويبارك عليه وتسمى هذه الصلاة اصطلاحا الصلاة الإبراهيمية.
And then Ibn Baz, Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he states here, then one sends salat upon the Prophet ﷺ, and he makes a supplication for a blessing for him. And this supplication here, the terminology of the religion for it is a salat al-Ibrahimiyya.
فيقول اللهم وسبق بينا ما معنى اللهم.
And he said, you say Allahumma, and the meaning of Allahumma has already preceded.
فمن يقول لنا ما معنى اللهم.
So who here can tell us now what does Allahumma mean?
تقولون أنتم كثيرا وكل يوم.
So we say it a lot, we say it every day.
فما معنى اللهم.
So what does Allahumma or Allah mean?
جرب نفسك الأخطار. ما معنى اللهم. يا الله.
So it means يا الله or Allah.
حذفت حرف النداء الياء.
So the حرف النداء, this ياء has been omitted from it.
حتى تكون البداءة باسم بلفظ الجلالة الله.
So that the word itself can begin with Allah.
وأضيفت حرف الميم في آخر لفظ الجلالة نيابة عن الياء المحذوفة.
And the letter ميم has been placed at the end of it in place of the ياء that was in the front of it.
فصارت اللهم.
So it becomes اللهم.
وأصلها يا الله.
And the origin of it is يا الله أو الله.
صلي على محمد. ندعو الله نقول يا الله صلي. ندعو الله أن يصلي على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So صلي على محمد here you're supplicating to Allah, making دعاء to Allah that He send salat upon Muhammad.
وصلاة الله عز وجل على نبي هي ثناؤه عليه في الملأ الأعلى عند الملائكة.
And Allah sending salat upon Muhammad is ثناؤه. It is his praise of him in the highest ranks that are with him with the angels.
ثناؤه يعني يمدحه ويكرر مدحه عند الملائكة.
And ثناؤه, praising him here, it means that he praises him continually, with continuity.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد, يعني أتباع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Oh Allah, send salah upon Muhammad and the Ali of Muhammad, meaning the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ويحتمل آل محمد يعني قرابة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And آل محمد here can also mean the family members, the household of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ويحتمل معنيين, يعني صل على قرابته وأتباعه.
And it's possible for it to have both of these meanings here, to you're sending this salah upon his family and his followers.
كما صليت على إبراهيم, هنا كما ليست التشبيه وإنما للتعليل, أي يا ربي كما أنك فعلت ذلك مع إبراهيم فصلي على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So this word كما as here is not as a similarity but is as a an added point, as you meaning just as you have sent salat upon Ibrahim, also send salat upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وإنما قيل كما للتعليل وليست للتشبيه.
تعليق وتعليل.
تعليل.
تعليل
لأن معناها because
نعم so it means so كما here is تعليل, it means because rather I mistranslated because you said صلاه upon Ibrahim also send it upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم
وليست للتشبيه
and this is not for similarity
لأن التشبيه يقتضي
because if it was done to as resemblance or similarity this would mean that
المشبه به أعلم المشبه.
The one who you are resembling is of a higher stature than the one who is trying to imitate him.
كما يقال مثلا في القوة,
as it is said concerning قوة strength.
فلان كالأسد,
that so and so is like a lion.
فالأسد أقوى منه.
So the lion is stronger than him.
فشبه به لأنه أقوى منه.
So he is said to resemble his name because it is stronger than him.
وقال فلان كالجبل.
So it is said that so and so is like a mountain.
لأن الجبل أثبت منه.
Because the mountain is more firmly rooted, established in him.
قال فلان كالغزال بالسرعة لأن الغزال أسرع منه.
And instead, a person is like a gazelle, and because the gazelle he runs swiftly.
فالمقصود بأن المشبه به أعلى من المشبه.
So the point that we're making here is the one who is resembling a thing, what he is resembling is stronger. It has more that characteristic than the one who is imitating it.
فإذا قيل كما صليت على إبراهيم للتشبيه كما فإذا قيل كما للتشبيه.
So if you say that the word كما as here is for تشبيه, to resemble, for similarity.
لصار صلاة الله على إبراهيم أكمل من صلاة الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then sending salat upon Ibrahim is more comprehensive and more than the salat upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وإنما هي للتعليل.
نعم. And it is done because of تعليل, because it was done.
فيصير المعنى لأنك صليت على إبراهيم.
So the meaning here is because you sent salat upon Ibrahim.
وهذا من فعلك وكرمك.
And this is a
وهذا من فعلك وكرمك كما صليت على إبراهيم.
And this is from your actions and the nobility that you have bestowed upon Ibrahim.
صلي على محمد.
So because of this, bestow the same upon Muhammad.
وعلى آل إبراهيم يعني أتباع إبراهيم.
And upon the Ali of Ibrahim, meaning the followers of Ibrahim.
ومن أتباع إبراهيم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And from the followers of Ibrahim is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فهنا صلينا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرتين.
So here we see that we send salat upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم two times.
المرة الأولى استقلالا. صلى على محمد.
So the first time we sent salat upon him independently when you ask for salat to be sent upon Muhammad.
والمرة الثانية تبعا فهو من آل إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And the second time it is in the following since he is from the followers of Ibrahim عليه السلام.
وفاتح أقول كما أضرب مثل آخر لكما للتعليل وليس التشبيه.
And another example here of كما used to mean because and not resemblance, تشبيه.
كما في قوله تعالى وارحمهما أي الوالدين كما ربياني صغيرا.
And in the statement of Allah عز وجل then bestow mercy upon them meaning upon the parents just as they bestowed mercy upon their child.
فهنا كما للتعليل وليس للتشبيه.
Because they bestow mercy upon the child. So here it is because of ta'lil. It is because and not to show tashbih, resemblance.
فَرْحَمْهُمَا لِأَنَّهُمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا.
So bestow mercy upon them because they bestow mercy upon me when I was a child.
ثم قال إنك حميد مجيد حميد ذو المحامد الذي لك صفات الكمال.
And إنك مجيد surely إنك حميد عفوا إنك حميد. Here this حميد means that you have the attributes of Kamal, of perfection.
ومجيد تقال مجيد للذي له صفات كثيرة يقال عنه مجيد.
And majestic is said for one who has a plethora of characteristics, attributes.
فقد سمى الله نفسه المجيد ووصف نفسه بأنه مجيد.
So Allah عز وجل has mentioned that He is majid and He is calling Himself majid.
وسمى كتابه القرآن مجيد قاف والقرآن المجيد ووصف بأنه مجيد.
And He is called His book المجيد and He describes this in Surah Al-Qaf when He is called His book majid.
والقرآن كلام الله فأوصفه من صفاته.
And the Quran is the speech of Allah, so it is a characteristic from His attributes.
ووصف العرش بأنه مجيد.
And He described the arshy throne as being majid, majestic.
فالمجيد هو الذي يحمل صفات كثيرة وقال عنه مجيد.
So that which is majid, majestic, this is the one that has a plethora of attributes, characteristics.
فوصف الله نفسه وجمع بين هذين الوصفين أنه حميد مجيد.
So Allah عز وجل is showing us that He has both these characteristics, that He is Hamid and He is Majid.
فمعنى حميد أي ذو الصفات الكاملة.
So Hamid means that He has attributes that are perfect and complete.
ومعنى مجيد أي ذو الصفات الكثيرة.
And the meaning of Majid, majestic, is that He has many characteristics, attributes.
فصفات الله عز وجل كثيرة.
So the attributes of Allah عز وجل are many.
لا نحصي ثناء على الله عز وجل.
لا نحصي
ثناء عليه.
نعم, we can't
لحاط بها.
نعم, we can't like encompass. We can't encompass this ثناء, this praise of Allah.
وصفات الله كاملة. إذن هي كثيرة وكاملة.
And the صفات of Allah, the attributes of Allah are كامل. So they are a plethora and they are all perfect.
وبارك على محمد. أي ندعو له بالبركة.
And بارك على محمد, meaning you're supplicating to Allah to bestow Muhammad's blessing.
والبركة الزيادة.
And Barakah, blessing here is an increase.
وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يقال فيه ما قلنا في الأول.
And as for the rest, وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد, we say about this the same as we said about what came before.
هذا يسمى الصلاة الإبراهيمية.
This is called the صلاة الإبراهيمية.
ثم يستعيذ بالله في التشهد الأخير من عذاب جهنم.
Then you seek refuge in Allah عز وجل in the final tashahud from the punishment of Jahannam, the fire of hell.
ومن عذاب القبر, وهذا دليل على أن القبر فيه عذاب.
And from the punishment of the grave, and this is an evidence that there is punishment in the grave.
إذ لو لم يكن فيه عذاب, كما استعاذ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالله من عذاب القبر.
If there was no punishment therein, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would not have ordered to seek refuge from his punishment.
ولا أمرنا لو لم يكن في عذاب ما أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نستعيذ بالله من عذاب القبر.
And if there was no punishment there, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would not have ordered us to seek refuge from it.
وأهل السنة والجماعة يعتقدون بأن القبر فيه نعيم وفيه عذاب.
And أهل السنة والجماعة, we believe that in the grave there is a reward and there is punishment.
خلاف أهل البدع الذين أنكروا عذاب ونعيم القبر.
In contrast to Ahlul Bid'ah, in contrast to the people of innovation who deny the bounties or the reward and the punishment in the grave.
ومن فتنة المحيا أي نستعيذ بالله من فتنة الفتنة التي في الحياة.
And from the fitna, from the trials and tribulations of life. You're seeking refuge from the trials and tribulations that are in life itself.
فتنة المال, فتنة النساء, فتنة المناصب.
So the fitna of wealth, the fitna of women, and the fitna of likes of these things.
فتنة الأولاد.
The fitna of children.
الفتن كثيرة نعوذ بالله منها ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
So the fitna, the trials and tribulations are many, and we seek refuge in Allah from it, that which is apparent of it, and that which is hidden.
ومن فتنة الممات يعني الفتنة التي تكون قبيل الموت.
And from the fitna of death, meaning the trials and tribulations that occur just before death.
فالإنسان في فتنة إلى قبيل موته وفي اختبار.
So a person that when he is just about to die, he is being tested at that point.
أو فتنة الممات التي تكون بعد الممات.
Or the fitna, the trials and tribulations of death, meaning that which comes after death.
وهي سؤال الملكين من ربك ما دينك ما هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم.
And it is a question of the two angels, who is your Lord, what is your religion, and who is this man that was sent to you.
فنحن إذا استعذنا بالله من فتنة الممات.
So we seek refuge in Allah from the trials and tribulations of death.
ماذا نقصد الفتنة التي قبيل الموت ولا الفتنة التي بعد الموت.
So what do we mean here, that the trials and tribulations that occur just before death or the trials and tribulations that occur after death.
أي يا دكتور, إذا استعذت بالله من فتنة الممات, هل تقصد الفتنة اللي قبل الموت ولا الفتنة اللي بعد الموت؟ بص هنا. الاثنين, نعم صح, إجابة موفقة.
So you got the right answer.
نعم, نستعيذ بالله عز وجل من هذه وهذه.
So you seek refuge in Allah from this and that.
ثم يقول وفتنة المسيح الدجال.
Then you say the trials and tribulations of the false Messiah.
المسيح لأن قيل لأنه ممسوح العين اليمنى.
said that he is the Masih because he is his right eye is covered, if you will.
فهو أعور.
So he's one eye.
وقيل المسيح الدجال لأنه يمسح الأرض كلها.
And it is said that he is the Masih Dajjal, because he will traverse throughout the entirety of the earth.
فلا يدع مكانا إلا ويأتي.
So there is no place on earth except that he will come to it.
إلا مكة والمدينة.
Except for Mecca and Medina.
إذا جاء ليدخلها وجد عليها حرسا من الملائكة.
If he go, when he goes to enter it, he will find that there were guardians there, safeguarding.
ويحتمل معنيين اثنين. فهو مسيح مسوح العين اليمنى.
So it is possible that it has both meanings here, so that his so it means that his right eye is covered.
وهو مسيح يمسح الأرض كلها إلا مكة والمدينة.
And he is the Messiah, the one that will traverse throughout the entirety of the earth except for Mecca and Medina.
وأما عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
And as for عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام,
فيسمى المسيح لأنه كان يمسح الأبرع والأكمة فيبرع بإذن الله.
It is said that he is the Messiah, he is Messiah, لأن because. Now, I'll tell you, because he used to wipe over the deaf and the blind and give them this back, their sight and their hearing.
وقد أخطأ بعض الناس.
And some of the people they err.
فقال لا نسمي المسيح الدجال مسيحا.
And we say that, and they say that we don't call the Messiah الدجال, the Messiah, Messiah.
وإنما المسيح هو عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
But rather the Messiah, the Messiah is عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
وإنما نسميه المسيح بالخاء ليس بالحاء.
And from them are those who call him Messiah with a خاء and not with the letter حاء.
وهذا باطل.
And this is something that is incorrect, false.
لأن الذي سماه مسيحا هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because the one who called the Messiah is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فلم يسميه مسيح وإنما سماه مسيح.
So he didn't name him Messiah, but he called the Messiah.
وهو مسيح لأنه ممسوح العين اليمنى.
And he
وهو مسيح لأنه ممسوح العين اليمنى.
And he is Messiah because his right eye is covered.
أو لأنه يمسح الأرض كلها فلا يدع مكان إلا ويطأه إلا مكة والمدينة.
Or he is called the Messiah because he is going to traverse throughout the entirety of the earth except for Mecca and Medina.
وأما عيسى بن مريم فهو مسيح بمعنى آخر.
As for عيسى بن مريم, he is the Messiah, the Messiah with a different meaning.
فإنما هو يمسح الأبرة والأكمة يعني الأعمى والأبرص الذي وله مرض في جلده فيبرع بإذن الله.
نعم. So he's called the Messiah because he wiped over the one who was blind or who has leprosy. The one who has leprosy and will heal them.
فالمعنى يختلف هذا عن هذا.
So the meaning here of them differs from one to the other.
وهو دجال من الدجل وهو التمويه والكذب الكثير.
And دجال here comes to the word دجل and it means the person who he lies and fabricates a lot.
وفتنته عظيمة.
And his fitna is immense.
حتى ما من نبي إلا وحذر أمته من الدجال.
To the point that there is no prophet except that he warned from the trials and tribulations of the Dajjal.
يأتي وعنده جنة ونار.
He's going to come and he's going to have a Jannah in a fire with him.
ناره جنة وجنته نار.
And his fire will in fact be Jannah and his Jannah will in fact be the fire.
فتنته عظيمة إلى درجة أنه
His fitna will be so great that it reaches the point that
يقتل الرجل.
He will kill a man.
ثم يقول له قم بإذن لا بإذن الله فيقوم حيا.
Then he's going to say, come back, stand up by my permission, not by the permission of Allah, and this person will come back to life standing.
ويقول للسماء أمطري بإذني فتمطر.
And he's going to say to the heavens to let go of what you have, and it's going to let go of the rain and what it has in it.
ويقول للأرض أخرجي كنوزك فتخرج كنوزها.
And he's going to say to the earth, release your treasures, and it's going to release its treasures.
اتبعه 70,000 من يهودي أصفهان.
And he will have
70,000 من يهودي أصفهان منطقة في الشرق.
And he will have 70,000 followers from the Jews, those who live in the east,
في بلاد فارس.
In the land of Persia.
وأكثر أتباعه النساء.
And most of his followers will be women.
ومع ذلك جعل الله له عليه آيات تدل على أنه مسيح كذاب.
And with all of this, Allah has placed signs so that he can be recognized as being the false Messiah.
فهو أعور.
So he is أعور, he's one-eyed.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول وإن ربك ليس بأعور.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that your Lord is not one-eyed.
ومكتوب على جبينه كافر.
And it is written upon his forehead, كافر.
يقرأه كل قارئ وغير قارئ.
Everyone will be able to read it who can read and the one who is illiterate.
حتى الذي لا يقرأ العربية.
Even the one who can't read the Arabic language.
He can't read that.
He'll be able to read it.
يستطيع أن يقرأها وإن لم يكن قارئا لها.
He'll be able to read it even if he's illiterate.
فهذا من علاماته التي تدل على كذبه.
So these are from his signs that will prove to us that he's a liar from his lies.
والمقصود أن من السنة أن تستعيذ بالله من هاي الأربع قبل أن تسلم.
And the point here is that it is upon the Muslim to seek refuge from these four before he makes taslim.
وهذا الموضع قبل التسليم في الصلاة.
In this place here before you make taslim in the prayer in the salat.
من مواضع الدعاء التي يستحب فيها الدعاء.
These are from the places that it is mustahab, highly recommended to make dua, to supplicate.
كما أن من مواضع الدعاء السجود فأقرب ما يكون عبد ربي وهو ساجد.
Just like in a place to supplicate or when you're in sujood, since this is the closest that the servant is to his Lord.
فإذا قبل أن يسلم وينصرف الإنسان من صلاته يدعو الله عز وجل.
So likewise, when a person is in his place of the prayer just before he makes taslim, he also supplicates to his Lord.
فيستعين بالله من هذه الأربع.
So he seeks refuge in Allah from these four things.
ثم يتخير من الدعاء ما شاء.
Then he chooses whatever supplication he wills.
يدعو الله بما في قلبه.
So he can ask Allah whatever is in his heart.
وبأي لغة.
And in any language.
ولكن المأثور الوارد عن رسول الله هو الأكمل والأفضل.
But that which has been narrated on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this instance is more complete and more virtuous.
لأن أدعية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مضمونة.
Because the supplications of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم are guaranteed.
ليس فيها أخطاء.
There are no errors in it.
كما أنها جامعة لخير الدنيا والآخرة.
And they are comprehensive. They gather all the good that is in the good and the hereafter.
من ذلك أن يقول اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك.
And due to this, he says the dua here, O Allah, aid me upon your remembrance, your thanks and perfection of worship.
وهذا قاله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ بن جبل.
And this was the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to معاذ بن جبل.
قال والله يا معاذ إني أحبك في الله.
He said, O Allah, I swear by Allah, معاذ, that I love you for the pleasure of Allah.
فلا تدع أن تقول دبر كل صلاة.
So do not cease to leave off at the end of your prayer.
والمراد بدبرها آخرها.
And the meaning of this word dubur here means at the end of your prayer.
إذ يطلق الدبر ويراد به آخر الشيء ويراد به بعد الشيء.
And when the word dubur is used in the absolute sense, it means at the end of something or after that thing is done.
فيقال دبر الدابة يعني مؤخرتها.
So it is said dabba, that the end of a riding beast, meaning the end of it or what comes after it. Or if you say dubra shay, the dubra of a thing, it means that which is after it. So here this dua that is made is at the end of a prayer or after the prayer. نعم.
So ما كان من دعاء فدبر الصلاة يعني آخرها.
نعم. So the supplication that is made here is at the end of the prayer and the adhkar made after.
وما كان من أذكار دبر الصلاة يعني بعدها.
And from the adhkar, from the remembrances that are دبر الصلاة, that دبر الصلاة means after the صلاة.
نعم. فهنا دعاء اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك فيكون آخرها.
Now, so here, this dua, O Allah, assist me in your remembrance, be thankful to you in perfection of worship, means at the end of the prayer.
ومعنى أعني يعني يطلب من الله العون.
So أعني here means that you're seeking assistance from Allah.
على ذكرك لا يستطيع إنسان أن يذكر الله عز وجل ما لم يعنه الله على ذلك.
Upon your remembrance, meaning that there's no one who can remember Allah except Allah aid and assist him in remembering him.
وعلى شكرك على نعمك الكثيرة لا يستطيع إنسان أن يشكر الله إلا إذا عانه الله.
And also upon being thankful to Allah, since there's no one who can be thankful to Allah in abundance except that Allah aided him in that.
وعلى حسن عبادتك العبادة الحسنة هي ما كانت خالصة لله صوابا على سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And upon the perfection of your worship, and the perfection of worship is that which is done with ikhlas instead of for the sake of Allah, and it is in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هذا ما أوصى به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ بن جبل.
This is the advice that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave to Mu'adh bin Jabal.
رضي الله عنه لما قال له
رضي الله عنه when he said to him,
والله إني أحبك في الله.
I swear by Allah that I love you for the sake of Allah.
فلا تدع لا تترك أن تقول دبر كل صلاة اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك.
So do not cease to leave off at the end of every salat. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لأبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه.
And he عليه الصلاة والسلام said to Abu Bakr الصديق رضي الله عنه
الذي هو أحب الرجال إليه أحب إليه من معاذ وغير معاذ.
And the one who is the most beloved to him of all people, that's more beloved to him than Mu'adh and other than Mu'adh.
كما في صحيح البخاري أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل.
As has come in Sahih Bukhari that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked,
من أحب الناس إليك؟
Who are the most beloved of people to you?
قال عائشة.
He said, Aisha.
قال له ومن الرجال
then he said from the men
فقال أبوها
he said her father
وهو أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنهما
and he is أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنهما
طيب قال أبو بكر الصديق للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح البخاري يا رسول الله
Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he stated to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, come in Sahih Bukhari, O Messenger of Allah.
علمني دعاء أقوله في صلاتي.
Teach me a supplication that I can say in my salat.
الصديق رضي الله عنه يسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Siddiq, the truthful, is asking the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحبيب يسأل حبيبه. يقول علمني دعاء أقوله في صلاتي.
So the one who is loved is asking the beloved here.
أكيد سيقول له دعاء طيبا.
So you know for a surety that he's going to tell him a tremendous supplication.
ينبغي أن نحرص عليه.
That is upon us in order to that we grasp onto.
لأن الحبيب سأل حبيبه.
Because the one who loves asks and the one who is beloved to him.
أن يعلمه دعاء.
To teach him a supplication.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يريد أن يعلم أبا بكر الصديق دعاء.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to teach Abu Bakr al-Siddiq a supplication.
وأبو بكر الصديق أحب الرجال إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is the most beloved of people to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أكيد سيقول له دعاء عظيما طيبا.
So you're certain that he's going to tell him a beautiful دعاء.
قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قل اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, Oh Allah, certainly I have oppressed my own self in abundance.
لأن الإنسان مقصر مهما اجتهد في عبادة الله فهو مقصر ظالم لنفسه.
Because a person that he falls short of the mark, no matter how much effort he puts forth, he's going to wrong himself.
وفي رواية قال قل اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كبيرا.
And in another narration, it says that oh Allah, I have oppressed myself ظلما كبيرا, a great oppression.
وهذا اعتراف بالذنب.
And this is recognizing one's sin.
كما يقال اعتراف بالذنب فضيلة.
As it is stated that recognizing one's sin is a virtue.
حتى البشر لو جاء إنسان يعتذر ويعترف بخطئه.
It's even a person if he comes and he recognizes his faults
لأحد من البشر
to another from amongst the people
فقدم له هذه المقدمة قدم له هذه المقدمة
so he has presented this to him
فيقول جئت أعترف أنني قد قصرت في حقك قد أخطأت في حقك
so I have come to you and I'm recognizing the fact that I have fallen short and your rights over me
لهذا كان مقدمة قوية
So this is a great introduction, if you will.
تجعل ذاك الإنسان أن يعفو.
That this will cause a person to pardon him.
بل أن بعض الناس إذا جاء يعاتب غيره.
That if some of the people they come believe.
إذا جاء يعاتب غيره.
If he comes to يعاتب to reprimand a person.
ربما قال له.
Maybe you'll say to him.
اعترف وسأعفو عنك. اعترف أنك فعلت كذا وكذا.
So just say to me, just recognize that you've done this and I pardon.
ويحاول أن يجر منه الاعتراف
and he's trying to pull this recognition out of him
فكيف إذا جاءه ابتداء وقال أنا أعترف أنني قد فعلت كذا وكذا وأخطأت في حقك
so how is it when this person initially comes himself and he comes and he says himself that you know I have fallen short of the mark in this and that regards to your rights over me
فهذا توسل عظيم
so this is a great tawassul great means of seeking nearness to Allah
يتوسل به العبد إلى الله عز وجل ليغفر له فيقول
so he's making this tawassul to Allah عز وجل hoping that he forgives him and he says
اللهم يا الله قد ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا
اللهم Oh Allah, certainly I have wronged myself in abundance.
أنا مقصر, أنا مذنب, ظلما كثيرا.
I'm the one that's fallen short of the mark. I'm the one who has sinned, and I want to oppress myself in abundance.
التوسل الثاني يقول ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. لا أحد يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت وحدك.
And the second tawassul, the second seeking the nearness of Allah here, this person says, and there's none who forgives sins other than you.
التوسل الأول اعتراف بالذنب.
So the first tawassul, you recognizing your sin.
التوسل الثاني الإقرار بأنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا الله.
And the second tawassul is affirming the fact that none forgives sins except Allah.
فقال فاغفر لي.
So he says, so forgive me.
ثم قال فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك.
Then he says, forgive me from a forgiveness that is from you.
وهذا له معنى أيضا مغفرة من عندك يا رب مغفرة منك أنت.
And this also has a meaning here من عندك forgiveness from yourself. It has a meaning.
قال وارحمني.
And he says, so bestow your mercy upon me.
ما الفرق بين المغفرة والرحمة؟
What is the difference between forgiveness and mercy?
الرحمة والمغفرة,
mercy and forgiveness,
لها معنى واحد.
They have one meaning.
إذا انفردت إحداهما عن الأخرى.
If one of them
ذكرت واحدة دون الأخرى فالمعنى واحد.
If one is mentioned without the other, then both of them have the same meaning.
فاللهم اغفر لي.
So Allah forgive me. هي مثل اللهم ارحمني. It is like saying Allah have mercy upon me.
لكن عند استماعهما,
but when the two of them are mentioned together,
اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني,
oh Allah forgive me and bestow mercy upon me.
فكل واحدة منها معنى مستقل.
Then each one of them now has an independent meaning.
فالمغفرة معناها ستر الذنب والتجاوز عن صاحبه.
So the meaning of maghfirah, forgiveness, is for your sin being covered, concealed, and being pardoned for.
والرحمة معناها إحسان الله للمرحوم يحسن إليه ويعطيه.
And the meaning of rahmah here, of mercy here, is Allah treating him well and giving him. So he treats him well, he gives him, and he gives him that which will suffice him.
Allah يتصف بالرحمة.
So Allah is described with mercy.
هو ذو رحمة.
He is the one who possesses mercy.
ويرحم.
And he bestows mercy.
بخلاف لأهل البدع الذين قال الله عز وجل لا يتصف بالرحمة.
In contrast to Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovation who says that Allah doesn't have mercy.
وفسروها بمعنى آخر.
And they explain it with another meaning.
لكن أهل السنة والجماعة يعتقدون بأن الله عز وجل رحمن وذو رحمة ويرحم.
And but as for Ahlul Sunnah والجماعة, they believe that Allah is Ar-Rahman, he possesses mercy and that he bestows this mercy.
فصير المغفرة اللهم اغفر لي اللهم استر ذنبي وتجاوز عني.
So the meaning of Allah forgive me here means that to Allah to conceal my sins and to pardon me.
والرحمة وارحمني أعطني وأكرمني.
And the meaning of bestow mercy upon me means to give me and be generous to me.
وأيهما دائما يتقدم الآخر المغفرة على الرحمة والرحمة على المغفرة.
So which one has precedence over the other? Forgiveness over mercy or mercy over forgiveness?
انظروا إلى هذا الحديث وتأملوا أيهما تقدم على الآخر.
Look at this hadith and contemplate which one has precedence over the other.
هل قال ارحمني واغفر لي أم قال اغفر لي وارحمني؟
Did he say bestow mercy upon me and forgive me, or did he say forgive me and then bestow mercy upon me? He's asking.
المغفرة ثم الرحمة.
The forgiveness comes first, then the mercy.
وهنا يقول العلماء.
And here we see the discourse say
التخلية قبل التحلية. طيب. كما لو أردت أن تفرش مكانا جديدا. أن تفرش مكانا.
Now it's as though you want to wipe or to have a new place for yourself.
ماذا تفعل أول شيء؟ ماذا تفعل أول شيء؟
What's the first thing you're going to do to a new place for yourself?
Clean, تنظيف.
you're going to clean the area.
صح. بعدين تفرش الفرش الجديد.
And then after you clean it, then you're going to bring what's new to place
لو
there.
لو أردت أن تصبغ هذا الجدار صبغا جديدا.
So if you wanted to make a new thing here.
أولا تزيل
الأوساخ
والصبغ القديم أول شيء الإزالة ثم الجديد.
So first you're going to wash it off and then you're going to bring what's new after that.
فهنا أول شيء تسأل الله المغفرة أن يستر عنك أن يتجاوز عنك ويزيل الذنوب ويستر عليك ثم يرحمك يكرمك بالجنة.
So first you ask Allah for His forgiveness to conceal your sins, to pardon you for them, and then after that, then you ask Allah to give you Jannah.
فقال فاغفر لي مغفرة عندك وارحمني.
So He says, forgive me for my forgiveness for yourself and then bestow mercy upon me.
إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. ختم الدعاء باسمين الله عز وجل الغفور والرحيم.
Then he says, certainly you are the all-forgiving, the most merciful. He concludes this dua of supplication here with two names of Allah, Al-Ghafur, the all-forgiving, Al-Rahim, the bestower of mercy.
وهذا توسل باسمين من أسماء الله عز وجل.
And this is a tawassul seeking nearness to Allah with two of his names, Azza wa Jal.
وهذا معنى قول الله عز وجل ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
And this is the meaning of Allah's statement, Azza wa Jal. And Allah has beautiful names, so call upon him by them.
فتدعوه بها تقول اغفر لي وارحمني انك انت الغفور الرحيم.
So you make supplication here and you ask for his forgiveness, bestow mercy upon me. Certainly you are the Ghafur al-Rahim, the all-forgiving, the bestower of mercy.
تقول يا رزاق ارزقني.
So you say, الرزاق, the provider, provide for me.
يا ستير استر علي.
So the one who conceals, can conceal
يا كريم اكرمني.
So oh you who are generous, provide me with generosity, be generous to me.
انتقم لي يا عزيز يا ذو انتقام.
So you ask Al-Aziz, the one who has ذو انتقام.
إذن هذا معنى التوسل بأسماء الله عز وجل. أن تختار في دعائك من أسماء الله ما يناسب مسألتك.
So this is the meaning of tawassul, seeking nearness to Allah by things and attributes. You call upon Allah by His names that are relative to what you are asking for.
يقول الشيخ أما في التشهد الأول فيقوم بعد الشهادتين إلى الثالثة.
So the Shaykh here says, Rahimahullah, as for the first tashahud, then فَيُقُمْ بَعْدَ الشَّهَادَتَيْنِ. So after the shahadatain, do you stand up for the third unit of prayer?
في الظهر والعصر والمغرب والعشاء يقوم للركعة الثالثة.
In ظهر, in عصر, in مغرب, in عشاء. At this point, you stand up for the third unit of prayer.
يعني يقرأ إلى التشهد ثم يقوم.
So you recite the tashahud, and after that, then you stand.
قال وإن صلى على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كمل التشهد مع الصلاة الإبراهيمية فهو أفضل.
And if you complete the tashahud, adding on to it the salat al-Ibrahimiyya, sitting salat upon Ibrahim, then this is something that it is better.
لعموم الحديث في ذلك ثم يقوم للركعة ثم يقوم إلى الثالثة.
Due to the universality of the hadith in that regard, and then you stand up for the third unit of prayer.
هذا الدرس التاسع في بيان التشهد والصلاة الإبراهيمية.
So this is the ninth lesson which explains the tashahud and the salat of the salat on Ibrahim, the salat al-Ibrahimiyya.
والاستعاذة بالله من أربع.
And seeking refuge in Allah from four.
والأدعية المأثورة قبل السلام.
And the legislated or the supplications that are found in the narrations before the salam.
وَمَا سُوَى الْأَرْكَانِ وَالْوَاجِبَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ مُسْتَحَبَّاتِ
And everything that is outside of the pillars and the requirements of the prayer, then they are from the mustahabbat, the highly recommended acts.
وَتُسَمَّى السُنَنِ
And they are called, the term for them is sunan.
وَهِيَ مَا كَانَ فِعْلُهَا أَفْضَلْ مِنْ تَرْكِهَا
And it is those things that performing them is better than leaving it off.
يثاب فاعلها
the one who does it is rewarded
ولا يعاقب تاركها
and the one who leaves it off is not punished
وصلاته صحيحة بدونها
and your salat is valid without it
لكن بها صلاته أكمل وأفضل
but when you do it your salat is better and is more complete
ذكرها الشيخ مذكرة سريعا في الدرس العاشر
so and the sheikh he mentions it in the 10th lesson
فقال سنن الصلاة ومنها
and he says the sunan of the salat and from them
دعاء الاستفتاح
the opening supplication دعاء الاستفتاح
وقد ورد عن رسول الله عدة أدعية
and there are numerous supplications that have been reported on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
استحب أن تقول واحدا منها في بداية صلاتك
and it's highly recommended to say one of them in the beginning of your salat
منها سبحانك الله وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك هذا دعاء من أدعية الاستفتاح
نعم so the دعاء you just heard him mention this is from the دعاء الاستفتاح the opening supplication
السنة الثانية جعل الكف اليد اليمنى على اليسرى فوق الصدر حين القيام قبل الركوع وبعده
and the second one here is placing the palm of the right hand over your left on top of your chest when you're in the standing position of the prayer before and after ركوع
السنة الثالثة رفع اليدين مضمومتي الأصابع ممدودة حذو المنكبين أو الأذنين في أربع مواضع عند التكبير الأول تكبير الإحرام وعند الركوع وعند الرفع منه وعند القيام من التشهد الأول للركعة الثالثة هذه أربع مواضع
نعم so in the third here is raising the hands with the fingers together and you raise them to the extent of the shoulders or to the height of the ears when you say your first takbir and you also say it you say this in four places you say it with the first takbir when you go into ruku when you raise from ruku and when you stand up from your first tashahud when you're moving on to the third unit of prayer
رابعا يستحب ما زاد عن واحدة في تسبيح الركوع والسجود قلنا تقول مرة واحدة سبحان ربي العظيم في الركوع سبحان ربي الأعلى في السجود مرة واحدة هذا واجب إن كررت ذلك فالتكرار هذا مستحب فقط
نعم so it is so whoever increases upon this tasbih and ruku' and sujood then this is from the sunnah so we mentioned that it is obligatory to say subhan rabbil azim in ruku' once and subhan rabbil a'la in sujood once but whoever increases upon that then this is highly recommended from the sunnah
قلنا في الواجبات ان الواجب ان تقول ربنا ولك الحمد هذا واجب
and we said
فاذا قلت دعاء بعده من الماثور عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فهذا مستحب
And we stated here, and we stated here that saying Rabbana walak alhamd, this is a wajib. So whoever would like to say more than this, then this is mustahab. This is highly recommended.
كما لو قلت حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه.
نعم, as one who says حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه.
كذلك ما زاد عن الواحدة في الدعاء بالمغفرة بين السجدتين. قلنا أن بين السجدتين يقول رب اغفر لي.
Likewise, the individual who increases in a supplication when he's between the two prostrations, and we stated before that is from the person says, but a bit further there.
لكن لو قال رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي فهذا يستحب.
But if he says it more times, رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي more than once, then this is مستحب. Highly recommended.
أو أضاف إليها ما ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول رب اغفر لي وارحمني واجبرني وارفعني وعافني واهدني وارزقني هذا مستحب.
Or you can say other adhiya, other supplications that you heard the Sheikh mention, saying these as well is mustahab, highly recommended.
إذا حفظت هذا وقلته في صلاتك,
so if you memorize them, you say them in your salat,
فأنت أكمل ممن يكتفي ويقول رب اغفر لي,
then you are now more complete than the one who only says رب اغفر لي.
ثم تكون أخشع عندما تحفظ هذه الأدعية,
then you also have more humility and concentration in your prayer when you add these additional supplications.
لأن الذي يقتصر على رب اغفر لي,
since the person that he only suffices himself with saying رب اغفر لي,
سيعتاد عليه ويقول هكذا كان حركات رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي, ولكن الذي يحفظ أكثر فهذا أفضل وأكمل وأخشع في الصلاة.
Then the person who says it's rubbing further alone, this is going to become like normal for him. It's going to become like this from the mechanics of the prayer. But the person that memorizes more and says more, then this increases him in his concentration and his humility.
جعل الرأس ثالثا, جعل الرأس حيال الظهر في الركوع, يعني يساوي بين ظهري ورأسه, هذا مستحب.
And the sixth one here, making your head level with your back in ركوع, this is مستحب, highly recommended.
وإن لم يساوي بين ظهر ورأسه فركوعه صحيح.
And if a person doesn't keep what's between his head and his back, both of them level, then the salat is still valid.
لكن مستحب أن يساوي بين ظهره ورأسه.
But it is highly recommended to make his head and his back level.
لو ركع دون أن يساوي بين رأسه وظهر فركوعه صحيح.
So if he makes ركوع, so if he makes ركوع without making his head and his back level, his salat is still valid.
ولو خفض أيضا أكثر من التساوي فركوعه صحيح.
And if he lowered himself lower than the level, lower than the point where he is level, his salat is still valid.
لكن الركن لابد أن يركع.
But the pillar is that you, it is imperative you have to make ركوع.
لو انحنى انحناء قليلا من رآه لا يظنه أنه راكعا فهذا ليس بركوع.
So if a person just tilt slightly like this, then this is not to be considered ركوع.
لابد أن يركع ركوعا بحيث من رآه علم أنه راكع.
It is coming upon a person to make the ركوع to the point that a person sees him, you know this person is in ركوع.
سابعا مجافاة العضدين عن جنبين, يعني أثناء السجود يبتعد بهما عن جنبين.
And the seventh from the sunnah here is in sujood you open up a space between the upper part of your arm and your sides. You open a space between them.
إن استطاع أن يفعل ذلك.
If you have the ability to do that.
لأنه قد لا يستطيع فعل ذلك في صلاة الجماعة.
Because the person may not have the ability to do that when he's in a congregational prayer.
لكن إذا كان منفردا فإنه يجافي بين جنبيه.
But he's praying individually by himself, then he opens up his arm, opens up a space between his upper arm and his side.
كذلك يجافي من بفخذيه عن بطنه. لا يعني لا ينكمش فخذيه إلى بطنه وإنما يجافي.
Likewise, when a person is in sujood here, he places some distance between his stomach and his thighs. He doesn't like curl himself up so that the two are close together like this, but he has space between them.
والفخذين عن الساقين في السجود.
And likewise, the thighs from the shins in sujood, you place space between them.
يستحب أن رفع الذراعين على الأرض حين السجود.
It is highly recommended, it is mustahab to raise your forearms off of the ground when you're in a state of prostration.
تاسعا يستحب أيضا الجلوس المصلي على رجله اليسرى مفروشة, وهذا في الجلوس بين السجدتين وفي التشهد الأول. يفرش اليسرى ويجلس عليها وينصب اليمنى في التشهد الأول وبين السجدتين.
So the ninth from the sunan here is when the person praying is sitting, he sits on his left foot using it as a cushion, if you could say that, and then he raises his right foot upward, and he does this in the first tashahud and when he's sitting between the two prostrations.
عشرة التورط في التشهد الأخير في الرباعية والثلاثية وهو الجلوس على مقعدته على وركه. نعم. ويجعل رجله اليسرى تحت ساقه الأيمن وينصب اليمنى.
So in the tenth here is the torak where the person he places his left leg under his right, and he sits on his haunch, if you will, with his right foot upright, and this is done in the fourth prayer of a prayer that has four, the fourth unit of prayer of a prayer that has four units of prayer, and in the third unit of prayer in a prayer that has three units of prayer.
الإشارة بالسبابة يقبض الخنصر والبنصر ويحلق بين الوسطى والإبهام وينصب السبابة أثناء التشهد.
And in the tashahud, the person he points with his pointed finger here and his middle finger and his thumb, he makes them in a circle, and his pinky and his ring finger here, he has them in tight like this.
يستقبل بالقبلة من أول التشهد إلى آخره.
So he points towards the qibla with it from the beginning to the end.
ويستحب أن يحركه حي الدعاء عندما يقول اللهم اللهم أشهد اللهم نعوذ بك يحركه تحريكا يسيرا.
So when a person is actually making the dua, it is highly recommended for him to move his finger to move it when he's making dua, when he says, oh Allah grant me this, oh Allah grant me that, he moves his finger in the supplication while he's supplicating.
المستحب الثاني عشر الصلاة والتبريك على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على إبراهيم على إبراهيم على إبراهيم في التشهد الأول يعني أن يكمل الصلاة الإبراهيمية في التشهد الأول.
And the 12th from the Sunnah here is sending salat and asking for blessings to be bestowed upon Muhammad, his family, and upon Ibrahim, and the family of Ibrahim in the first tashahud, meaning after the tashahud, he further completes it by saying the salat al-Ibrahimiyya.
الدعاء في التشهد الأخير يعني يدعو قبل أن يسلم.
And supplicating in the final tashahud, meaning you supplicate before you make taslim.
الجهر بالقراءة في صلاة الفجر وصلاة الجمعة وصلاة العيدين والاستسقاء وفي الركعتين الأوليين من صلاة المغرب والعشاء. جهر رفع الصوت بالقراءة.
A person reciting audibly, raising his voice with recitation in صلاة الفجر, in صلاة الجمعة, in the صلاة of the two Eids, in the صلاة الاستسقاء when you're asking for rain, and in the two units of prayer, the first units of prayer of Maghrib and Isha.
وهذا مستحب يعني لو قرأ من غير أن يجهر فصلاته صحيحة.
And this is مستحب. This is highly recommended. So if a person here he doesn't audibly recite, his prayer is still valid.
مستحب الإصرار قراءة سرا في قراءة الظهر والعصر وفي الثالثة من المغرب والآخرتين من العشاء.
And it is also highly recommended to recite inaudibly, to not recite with the louder voice and reciting in dhuhr and asr and in the third unit of prayer of maghrib and the last two units of prayer of isha.
Al mustahab al-thalith 'ashr qira'at ma zada 'an al-fatiha min al-quran. Qira'at al-fatiha rukn, lakin ma zada mimma tayassara min al-quran, hala mustahab.
And the 16th here is reciting that which is more than just Fatiha itself. As for Surah Al-Fatiha, it is a rukn, it is a pillar. But reciting more than that, it is mustahab, it is highly recommended.
يقول الشيخ ما مراعات بقية ما ورد من السنة في الصلاة سوى ما ذكرنا من ذلك.
And the Sheikh, Rahimahullah, also mentions, while I take care of the rest of what has been found in the Sunnah concerning the Salat, of those things that we have not mentioned.
وهذا من تواضعي رحمه الله. ذكر هذا الشيخ قال قد يكون فاتني شيء فهي ما فاتني أيضا وحرصت عليه فهو من السنن.
And this is a tawadu', this is a humility from the Shaykh Rahimahullah. And he mentioned all these things, but he's still saying that if something has passed by me, then you should adhere to that as well.
من ذلك يقول ما زاد على قول المصلي ربنا ولك الحمد بعد الرفع من الركوع في حق الإمام والمأموم والمنفرد فإنه سنة.
Then he gives some examples of that, and he says, as for the one who increases upon a statement, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, increases upon that, then this is from the sunnah.
يقول من ذلك أيضا وضع اليدين على الركبتين مفردة الأصابع حين الركوع.
And he mentions here the individual grasping onto his knees when he's in ركوع. This is also from the sunnah.
هذا يعني الدرس العاشر وهو كل ما يتعلق بالصلاة. بقي الدرس الحادي عشر مبطلات الصلاة.
So this is the 10th lesson here that deals with the sunan of the salat. Now we move on to the 11th lesson that deals with those things that will invalidate one's prayer.
قال الشيخ رحمه الله مبطلات الصلاة على الأشياء التي إذا وقعت الإنسان بطل الصلاة ويجب عليه أن يستأنف الصلاة من جديد.
So he says that the invalidities of the prayer, meaning that if a person performs one of these things, then his salat is rendered null and void and he has to renew his salat from the beginning.
الأول الكلام العمد مع الذكر ما يكون ناسيا متذكر ويتعمد ويتكلم.
So the first
والعلم ما يكون جاهلا أما الناس والجاهل فلا تبطل صلاته بذلك.
Now, so the first here is speaking intentionally while being aware of it and having knowledge of it. And he says, as for the one who has forgot or he is ignorant of this, then this doesn't invalidate his prayer.
المبطل الثاني الضحك في الصلاة متعمد أيضا هذا يبطل الصلاة.
And the second one here is the one who laughs intentionally in his prayer, intentionally, purposely, it invalidates his prayer.
ودليل هذا وهذا من مبطلات الصلاة قول الله عز وجل وقوموا لله قانتين أي خاشعين.
And the evidence for the first and in the second invalidator of the prayer is what Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَقُمْ لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, and stand in front of your Lord in a state of humility and concentration.
وَكَارَ الصَّحَابَ فِي بِدَايَةِ الْأَمْرِ يَتَكَلَّمُونَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ.
And the Sahaba, the companions, in the beginning of the affair, they used to talk in their prayer.
فَلَمَّا نَزَلَ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ عَزَى وَقُمْ لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, سكتوا ما تكلموا إلا ما يتعلق بالصلاة.
And after the verse was revealed, and stand in front of, and stand for the sake of your Lord in a state of concentration and humility. After this was revealed, they didn't say anything in the prayer except that which was connected to the salat.
وقد تكلم رجل في الصلاة جاهلا ما يعلم من الكلام في الصلاة لا يجوز. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذه الصلاة لا يصلح فيها شيء من كلام الناس.
And a man, he ignorantly, he didn't know, he spoke in his prayer, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned to him that this prayer, it is the remembrance of Allah, and there's no speech therein.
الثالث والرابع من متصلات الأكل والشرب.
And the third and the fourth here, that invalidate one's prayer, are eating and drinking.
وهذا دليله أنه أشد من الكلام.
And this, the evidence here, is more severe than the one who speaks.
وخروج عن معنى الصلاة.
And it goes outside of the actual meaning of the salat.
يعني واحد يصلي يخرج سندويته وبيبسي وأخذ أكل يشرب. هذا ما يصلي.
So the person who he's in a state of prayer and he's eating and he's drinking a Pepsi, then this is not, he's not in a state of prayer.
طيب. خامسا انكشاف العورة.
And fifthly is the one who's عورة, his private parts become exposed.
كما لو سقط ثوبه أو طار بسبب الريح.
Or like the person who his garment falls off of him, or the wind blows his clothes.
فإن استطاع أن يرجع ويستر عورته صحت صلاته.
So if he's able to grasp onto his clothes and cover himself, then his prayer is still valid.
أما إذا استمر مكشوف العورة فتبطل صلاته.
But as for if his private parts continue to be exposed, then this is something that invalidates his prayer.
سادسا الانحراف الكثير عن جهة القبلة.
The sixth one here is rotating very far away from the direction of the qibla.
وإنما قال الكثير حيث لو انحرف قليلا الصلاة صحيحة.
And many people say that if a person just turns slightly away from it, then his prayer is still valid.
سابعا العبث الكثير المتوالي في الصلاة.
And the seventh here is making an abundance of unnecessary actions continually throughout the salat.
ومتى يعتبر عبث كثيرا أو قليلا؟
When is he considered one who makes a lot or a little bit of unnecessary movement?
بحيث من رآه ظنه ليس في صلاة.
To the point that if a person sees him, he thinks that he's not even praying.
ثامنا انتقاض الطهارة كما لو خرج من ريح أثناء الصلاة.
And eighthly here is the one who his tahara, the state of purification, becomes invalid, like the one who passes wind while he's in a state of prayer.
فتبطل صلاته لأن الطهارة شرط من شروط الصلاة.
So his salah becomes invalid because tahara, state of purification, is a shart, a condition of the salat.
هذا كل ما يتعلق في الصلاة مما ذكر في هذه الرسالة الطيبة المباركة.
Now, so this is all that is mentioned concerning the salat in this good superb treatise.
من شروطها إلى نواقضها.
From its conditions all the way to its invalidators.
وأظن لو أن المسلم حرص على هذا لكان نافعا.
And I believe that if Muslim were he to strongly hold on to this, it will be beneficial.
والحاضر يبلغ الغائب.
And the one who is present should inform the ones that are absent.
ولو حرصت على ما سجل في هذا الدرس أظن سيكون نافعا بإذن الله.
And if you were to hold on to what has been recorded in this lesson, I believe it will be beneficial for you.
ومن نام أثناء الصلاة.
Women sleep. who falls asleep while he's in a state of prayer.
فيرجع إلى ما سجل ويستفيد بإذن الله تعالى.
So the one that he comes back to a recorder so he can benefit from this recording, inshallah.
الحمد لله والآخرة وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
نعم.